This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. People have the right to get an education, the right to get a degree, the right to walk across the campus safely without fear of being attacked.
President Biden with his most extensive comments on pro-Palestinian protests that have swept against college campuses, including UNF, where 9 people were arrested last evening. It was a arrests without incident with police. No clashes here. Fox's Jared Halpern continues our live team coverage from Washington. In ways, this is the president breaking his silence on these protests.
Yeah, there had been building pressure, a lot of criticism that President Biden had not been more forceful in his condemnation, especially of the anti-Semitic incidents that we are seeing pop up at some of these protests. Now, certainly top members of the administration had been clear about the president's views, but we had not heard specifically and directly from President Biden. Notable that those remarks happening in a very quickly called event here at the White House as the president was about to leave a day in North Carolina. He spoke for about 2.5 minutes, and notably, Rich, took 2 very quick questions, asked whether or not these protests are having any, making him reconsider at all U.S. policy in Israel. He said no. And then as he was walking out, was asked about whether or not the National Guard ought to be deployed on some of these campuses, and he said no to that question as well.
All this coming as the administration considers plans to welcome Palestinian refugees to the U.S. Where does all that stand right now?
It's still under consideration. It would be very, very limited in scope. This is a policy that would allow people, U.S. American citizens and permanent residents of the United States who have family in Gaza to have a way to get them into the United States. So far, these are just proposals. Nothing has been set up. It would also still take an awful lot of logistics that would need to be worked out. Getting people out of the Gaza Strip right now is very hard. It's very challenging. Those aid crossings that have been set up are kind of one way at this point. Egypt is not allowing people into their country, for instance, even to transit in and out of Gaza. And so still a lot being done. Again, very limited in scope in evaluating policy proposals that, again, would allow family members of American citizens who want to get their family out of Gaza and into the United States.
Coming up a little bit later at the White House, the president set to award the highest civilian honor to nearly 20 Americans. And what a range, from politics to sports, entertainment, social justice, and more.
Yeah, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor, will be awarded to some big Democratic office holders, the former Vice President Al Gore, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, but also ranging the world of sports and arts and entertainment. Katie Ledecky, who is from here in the D.C. area, Montgomery County, Maryland, the most decorated female swimmer of all time. Pretty young to get the Presidential Medal.
Right, yeah. Is she 30 yet?
I don't think so. I guess
man.
She's older in swimming years. It's hard to live up to that, right?
Right.
Jim Thorpe posthumously getting the award, the first Native American to win Olympic gold. Astronauts on that list as well. Sort of ranges the scope. And you see that oftentimes when presidents award these high honors, that they kind of run the gamut here of different types of contributions to American society.
All right, Fox's Jared Halpern with continuing live team coverage of many storylines. We'll follow for you throughout the day and listen for coverage on these and other stories into the afternoon hours, 3 to 6.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.